And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Ready? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Thank you very much. Verse 17 says, For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Let's have a word of prayer, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the time we've already enjoyed in your house tonight, the young people and all of their hard work, and what a wonderful job they did tonight. Now, as we open your word for the next few moments, please focus our minds and hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm very thankful for the three pictures that our young people have presented for us and left for us, the birth of Jesus Christ, the ministry of Jesus Christ, and then the purpose for which our Savior came. And I want to talk tonight about that very special message that Christmas is for us. How many of you parents or young people, how many of you sent or got a Christmas card this year? I did. Anybody send Christmas? Who likes Christmas cards? You can keep your hands raised. Christmas, I like Christmas cards. You like Christmas cards, especially when they have like candy attached to them or something? Those are the best. Praise the Lord. Millions of people will send out Christmas cards this year. And the first Christmas cards, just for information, were sent in England in 1840. That's about the time your mom and dad were little kids. I'm just kidding. But, you know, when they first sent out Christmas cards, Christians got angry because the first Christmas cards sent out in the 1840s depicted people drinking alcohol on them. And so Christians got mad. And so they boycotted. They refused to buy any Christmas cards. And so the Christmas card companies quickly changed their mind to put pictures on there that more readily pictured the Christmas and the Christian idea. Nevertheless, in 1840 in England, the sending of Christmas cards was born. And do you know that this year, Christmas cards, and just sending Christmas cards, there'll be over $1 billion on Christmas cards. And that's not even including the postage, because postage, that's where they get you, is in the postage. People do Christmas cards. How many of you, do any of you do like the year-end letter for your Christmas card? Yeah, those are lots of work. A couple of you do. Some people do Christmas cards differently. Some have just generic messages. Some people do pictures. We've done pictures every year. At least we said we were going to do pictures every year. I don't think we've ever done pictures. So I might draw you a picture if you really want a picture. But Christmas cards, we all said we enjoy Christmas cards. But there is one special message that was sent. That's the most important message that's ever been sent, and that's the message of Christmas. I want to look at some things about this message. The first thing I want us to see tonight is that the message of Christmas was delivered personally. The Bible says God delivered the message. He says, For God so loved the world. The reason I chose John 3:16, the reason we've all memorized it is John 3:16 is one of the most familiar passages in all of Scripture, people say. But people also say it's one of the hardest verses to believe. One pastor said this. He said, the hardest thing for me to believe is John 3:16. And that's because of this. He says, it's hard to believe that God would love a sinner like me and you, he said, that he would love us enough to send his son to bleed and die for us on the cross. Because it was an amazing gift. For God so loved the world that he gave, the Bible says. And that's what God's love does. How many of you are hoping to get some Christmas presents this year? Are there already presents under any of your trees? No, not yet? Good. Good job, Mom and Dad. There are some under ours, but aren't presents great? They're not? Presents are great. And they're because we get presents and we give presents because we love our kids and because we love each other. And that's what God's love does. It's giving. God's love is giving. It's generous. It's a gracious love. The Bible tells us it's free and undeserving. We don't deserve God to send his only begotten Son. It's not based on our goodness. It's not based on our merit. God, contrary to popular belief, God doesn't make a list and check it twice to find out who's naughty or nice before he gave his Christmas gift. The gift of salvation, the gift of Jesus Christ, is free. It's undeserved love. We needed that gift because in Genesis chapter 3, the Bible says a dark scene unfolded as man fell into sin. And verse 15, I'm going to read Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 for you, okay? It says, it's where God promised the Savior. He said, I will put enmity between thee, talking to the serpent, and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This is the first promise of the Savior in Scripture. The picture is of the cross, because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, would come and give his life on an old rugged cross. It's a beautiful picture, even in Genesis chapter 3, of the coming Savior of the cross. And what the Lord is telling us here is that when Jesus Christ would go to the cross and bleed and die for our sins, the devil is going to think he's won, but it's going to be nothing but a bruise, because on the third day, though he will die and he will be buried, Jesus rose again from the tomb. Amen. But the blow that Jesus strikes when he pays the sin debt for the whole world was going to be a death blow to sin and to sin's dominion. And the message from God's message of Christmas, the message from the very throne of heaven, was that there is no greater words, for God so loved the world. He delivered it personally. You know what else? The message of Christmas was fulfilled completely. Every now and then, I don't know about you wives or husbands, but it's nice to find that perfect gift. And it's almost like a unicorn, isn't it, husbands? It happens about as often as we see a unicorn that we find the perfect gift for our wife. I'm just going to be honest with you tonight. I'm not a good Christmas shopper. But there's something about that gift. Maybe it was unexpected. Maybe it's just what we wanted. But just to know that someone spent time, someone spent so much thought and effort, it shows how much that we're cared for, doesn't it? It shows how much that we're loved. And the Christmas message was not only delivered by God himself, but he fulfilled it. The Bible says, without shedding of blood is no remission of sin in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22. And this message from heaven was written in the blood of Jesus Christ. And it expresses the unmeasurable love of God. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 reminds us, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. God delivered a wonderful Christmas message to us in his Son, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, For God hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin. That's Jesus again. He didn't know any sin. He never sinned. That we, sinners like me and you, might be made the righteousness of God in him. What a wonderful picture of God's love. We should never think of the baby born in Bethlehem alone. We should always think about Jesus' birth and his purpose for coming. We should never think of the manger without thinking of the cross where Jesus died for us. Christ humbled himself to become a helpless little baby dependent upon his mom and dad. But someday that same body that he was born into would be pierced with a crown of thorns. That same body would have nails driven through his hands and feet, and he would be hung on a cross as the young men described for us tonight. And the Christmas message from heaven was delivered personally. It was fulfilled at great cost at the blood of Jesus. But let me remind you from John 3:16, the message of Christmas is crystal clear. It's crystal clear. Sometimes, maybe if you've gotten a card or a Christmas card from me, I don't think anybody here has, but sometimes you get a Christmas card and maybe you can tell who it's from by the handwriting. That's what I'm talking about. I don't have very good handwriting. Or you get the occasional Christmas card and you can't read the person's writing. That's why I normally enlist my wife to do all the writing for me, because I don't. If someone's supposed to read it except for me. But the Christmas message from heaven was crystal clear. Was crystal clear. This promise, John 3 and verse 16, if you remember that verse, the promise of Christmas is offered to whosoever. And God promised that whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad to be part of the whosoever, aren't you? I'm thankful for that. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. And when God uses that word world in John 3:16, he's not talking about a specific number. He's talking about every person that's ever lived. And it's a way to talk about all those who needed a Savior. Every man, woman, boy, and girl rejected God and needed a Savior. That's the love of God. That's what we sing about. That's what we rejoice about. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. Isn't that a wonderful message from heaven? The gift of Jesus Christ to a world of sinners like me and like you. God has given His Son, not because we're lovely, not because we're perfect, but because we are sinners separated from God. And God sent His only begotten Son. He loves us, He pursues us, and He provides redemption. John 3:16 has a very bold warning for us tonight. There are only two things that can happen to you when this life is over. It tells us you'll either perish or you're either going to have everlasting life in heaven. There's no middle ground. Every person, every man, woman, boy, and girl has a choice to make. It says that every man, woman, boy, and girl without God is going to perish. This doesn't mean an end. It doesn't mean that when we die, we go into the ground and that's it. No, it means a conscious, unending torment, a separation from God forever in a place called hell. But Jesus came. God sent His Christmas message to offer us something different, something so much better. Our Lord came to offer us the everlasting life, and it happened on the cross. The message is unmistakably clear. God loves you. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us that. It says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Christ came as the only way for us to have forgiveness of sin and eternal life. Acts 4:12 tells us there's no other way to get to heaven to have our sins forgiven but by Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Aren't you thankful for the message of Christmas? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This was the plan of God, the Bible says, before the foundation of the world. Christ came to this earth for one purpose, to be the sacrifice for sins for all of mankind. And when we talk about the world in John 3:16, it means every human being. It means God's message is clear to everyone. And tonight, God has sent us a message from heaven. He delivered it Himself in the person of His Son. He wrote it in crimson blood on the cross with Jesus' blood. The message is crystal clear, and John 3:16 tells us how we ought to respond. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that what? So that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What a wonderful gift. What a wonderful year to receive gifts, and this could be the year, maybe the year that you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's a free gift. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and thou shalt be saved." What a wonderful Christmas message. The Bible tells us that if you need a Savior, one has been provided in Jesus Christ. And if we come to God on His terms, confessing our sin, and by faith trusting the Lord Jesus as your Savior, He promises to forgive us. He promises to save you and give everlasting life. What a gift, the love of God for a dark world, and it can be yours. What a wonderful Christmas message. Let's stand together, if you would, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. I have just a moment tonight of invitation. Always want to give opportunity to respond to the Word of God. God spoke in your heart. We're thankful for our guests being here tonight. And our greatest goal is that those that would come in these doors would not leave without being 100% sure if they were to die and to pass off into eternity, that they would know for sure that they were on their way to heaven. That's what we want for every one of us tonight. So we'll have a word of prayer in just a moment as the piano plays and Brother Matt sings, for an opportunity to do business with in our hearts tonight and to focus on what we've heard from the Word of God. And Heavenly Father, we thank You for the time this evening, the hard work by the young people, and we're thankful that their hearts are so happy and willing to present this program to us tonight, and they did such a good job, and we're thankful for it, but we're more thankful for the message that they presented in their singing and in the production tonight of Jesus coming and being willing to be born in a manger. What a gift that was. And then the life that You lived so that we'd have an example that we can follow. And then being willing, knowing that that was the purpose, to come and to die on the cross, and then your willingness to do just that, to die on the cross for all of our sins. And if there's one here tonight under the sound of my voice that doesn't know you as Savior, may today, may tonight be that moment of decision, and may they come to know you as Savior tonight. And, we pray that that be our one desire and our one goal this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. As we sing,